Love Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are recapping our visit to Central Park in New York City. Before we do, we would like to announce our location for today. We are live from 805 3rd Avenue between 49th and 50th Street. It's called the Crystal Pavilion, and it also has silver letters on the outside of the building, and there it says 805. Now, we found this place by going to www.untappedcity.com, and basically they give a rave review. It says, "This tri-level lunch spot is best accessed at the street level via a wide right-angle circular corridor, which also connects the 3rd Avenue and East 50th Street entrance. The concourse level, reached by escalator near the 3rd Avenue entrance, has the most amount of tables and services, and is the spot where during midday, when the sun comes bursting through the windows, one can look up and literally be dazzled by the space, volume, and design." So when I read that review, I said, wow, it sounds like a, you know, awesome spot. And plus, there's this new word term and key term and word search that you can do on Google. And this is how I found this particular space. I Google public spaces. And public spaces is a big word in New York because so many buildings have private spaces. So this is one of the spaces that you can access, you know, the public can access. So when I found out how beautiful they said the building was and the name was Crystal Pavilion, I decided to check out the local place, have coffee, and, you know, make sure that, you know, I did come in to see what is available to the public. So today is May 6, 2015. My name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at Etheria Parenting, and we're discussing the Crystal Pavilion and its features. So some of the key points I wanted to, talk about today before we go on to our visit at Central Park, which was on yesterday. Today it's a really muggy, cloudy day. It speaks of rain in New York. So we decided to come into one of the, pavilions, something like a sunroom, atrium, and have, you know, coffee while we do our show. And also it's one of the most beautiful buildings that they have here in New York, which we'll do a listing of them so that you and your parents can, teams of parents, with whoever's visiting New York, will have the opportunity to get out of the car and not stand around on the streets. A lot of the nice new modern buildings are allowing public access, so you don't have to stand out on the street corners after you're shopping. There's a lot of places to take in lunch or dinner. So some of the key aesthetic factors here is the granite deck where a piano is sitting, and the piano is a black marble-like piano, but it's not marble. It's what do you call this, black lacquer, and it's has a piano player. They're playing music in the atrium. And so you can sit while dining on, you know, whatever you choose, Chinese, coffee, and some of the other dining situations they have here. And you can sit and listen to songs like Saving All My Love for You by Whitney Houston. So that's one of the main features of the place. And it also has a silver waterfall, and there are several plants. They have silver and natural wood columns. They extend maybe 2 to 3 floors, and you can see them through the glass window and the sunroom type setting. And there's also a silver globe structure, and it's like a, you know, some structural architecture feature that is, you know, a decoration, you know, in circles, you know, and they're like, you know, almost like a baby toy where they wanted to use rings. And these rings are giant-sized rings, and they're circular, and they're, you know, different sizes as it goes towards the middle. So all you have to do is turn the rings, and then you see all these rings, like, you know, one of the planets or something they're telling me here, like Saturn or something like that. And it's a really, like, beautiful sculpture, and it's very simplified, but it's very, you know, art deco. It's very sculpture-like. It's very artistic, and it's something you can see in a gallery anywhere, and this is like a gallery-type setting. It's very modern. There's a variety of food from the different types of places like deli. It's multi-level. It has an elevator. There's multiple entrances. They have an open galley eating place, slate floors, granite. It's called Crystal Pavilion. It's a state-of-the-art facility. And there's a circular repetitive pattern all throughout. So after I read that, I said, wow, this would be a great place, you know, because of the weather, to have lunch. And so I did. I took in, you know, I had a snack cake and some coffee. So I wanted, this brings us to our story on Central Park. Yesterday, we were able to tour Central Park, starting at Columbus Circle, ending at 79th Street. For more information, go to www.centralparknyc.org. I had a chance to see Belvedere Castle, Chess and Checker House, Dairy Visitor Center, the baseball field, the basketball field, the pond, the roller rink, Cherry Blossom Street, the play field for kids, the theater, Rock Hill, statues of Romeo and Juliet kissing, the puppet mobile, carousel, the Polish King, Hamilton, the beach, Cleopatra's Needle, bikers, runners, volleyball games, and the conservatory garden, ball player's house, a log cabin, and much more. The day was beautiful and warm. I walked with my sports radio. I listened to my music. I had a chance to rest at the castle. I even sat on a cornerstone of the building. I had several hours on the clock to journey, but I cut it short when a swarm of bugs attacked me. The view from Central Park are the best I've ever seen. They're panoramic. I took pictures. The pictures were clear, better and better from each location. And so I wanted you to tell your family about it. There's also a Swedish Cottage theater where they have shows like Jack and the Beanstalk. You have to check online, and it's called cityparkfoundation.org for more information about their particular programming. Children tickets start at about $10. Adult tickets start at about $10, and children at about $7, and reservations are required. So to keep an itinerary, you have to do some RSVP scheduling. And so also there were other things to see at Central Park. Things to do is the Columbus Circle Boathouse, Tavern on the Green, the Carousel. They have several different theaters. They have rowboats, seasonal ice skating, and ice skating and swimming pool. There's also a people doing rollerblading. There's the Shakespeare Theater as well. There's also a zoo, and up near Harlem, they have the Harlem Mirror. There's a garden, reservoir, open space, Cleopatra's Needle, Alice in Wonderland, Balto, the Mall, the Ravine, the Lock, the Pool, and more and more and more, like Cherry Hill. So if you're in the neighborhood and you have a chance, or if you would like to schedule a trip to New York, don't forget that Central Park is a all-day play space. Some things cost a little bit of money. They have all types of eateries, but some things are, you know, just open and available to the public. That's my time for the show. Until next time.